Hey, and welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Hey, in today's episode, never work another day. How is that going to happen? We'll talk about it. Number two, do you have trouble staying motivated? How close would you say you're operating today to the top of your game? 50%? 60%? How close are you to operating at your max capability? Well, we're going to talk with three highly effective ways to get closer to living the ideal life, working at the top of your game. But first, never work another day. What do you think when I use the term work? What springs to mind? Well, for more than half of you listen to this, it's going to be forced work for 8 to 10 hours for a paycheck. Working for someone else that you may not even want to work for. Working according to a schedule that you don't like working. Wasting time, wasting your energy, wasting your creativity, not living up to your full potential. How much of that is accurate? Right? That's what most people think of when they think of work. Well, what's the flip side of that? What if you could create a life that's the opposite of that? And this is what I did several years back, was looked at, okay, I liked what I was doing about 20 to 30% of the time, but all that other stuff around working to someone else's schedule, working at someone else's location, wasting so much time in meetings, wasting time in wrong directions, not being listened to, right? The opposite of that is identifying an area, and here's a four-part plan, by the way, that you can put into practice right now as a side hustle to do the opposite and to finally get closer to living the life where you don't feel like you're working, at least not the negative side of work anyway. Number one, you start by identifying an area that you love to learn and participate in. So it might be a hobby today. You know, it might be photography. It might be in, you know, learning more about the human brain. It might be music. It might be art. It may be in design. You know, think of an area that you would like to do, that you naturally explore when you have free time, that doesn't feel like work, that you love to learn about. And then number two, instead of just learning about it for you on your schedule, start to put some structure around it. Take a half an hour every day and learn, but with a focus to teaching other people. And this is the critical part, is you can learn something and be satisfied that you've learned something kind of neat at the end of the day and then forget about the next day, right? But if you put yourself to work in an area that you love, that you want to explore more anyway, but you start to redirect your learning to taking notes and putting it into a structure where you can teach other people what you learn, well, that's a game changer, right? Because and it's really, it's no more towards work. It's still stuff that you love to do. It's still stuff that you love to learn, but you're putting it into a format that you then have the option down the road to teach someone else, right? And then if you could even go one step further and try some of the stuff that you're learning, put it into practice, then your fourth option that you have, and where this gets really exciting, is you can start to just package that and start teaching it and providing advice for profit. How? Well, you can put it into little worksheets, little summaries, written summaries. You can do course modules and release them to have other people help. You know, you're going to the trouble of learning this. You love it. You have a passion for it. That comes through. Other people want to start. You're already two or three steps ahead. Why not? Why wouldn't they buy what you have to sell? Right? And they can buy it in the form of small little reports. They can buy it in the form of a course or separate modules. They can buy it. You know, what they can do is you can put it into a podcast format or some type of free content that you then monetize through advertising. Or you can start doing coaching, and you can structure the coaching and consulting program to help these people get to the next level. But it all starts with you know, taking what you love to do and putting a little bit of structure around it so that you put it into a format and you have the attitude that you're going to be able to teach and help other people improve from. That's how you get from working at something you don't love, at a job you hate, for people that you don't really respect, right? In an environment you don't really like, into something that is structured by you on an area that you love and that you would like to work with people on and help people. Make sense? It really is that simple. And if you need help packaging it, if you need help understanding the structure and how you would put it into a structure to be able to sell it, then head over to 30dayproductprofit.com, because that's the sum total of what we've been doing for the last 20 years, all in one, but an hour and a half, 90-minute course that will take you strategically through week by week for 6 weeks on exactly how to take that interest or passion, turn it into compelling ideas, structure it as products, and launch it in an exciting way so that you can start to build a business and do, you know, the real benefit of turning that into a business is so that you have to do less work, less of the stuff you hate, more of the stuff you love, and let the money fund it so that you can do it full time. And then you can take it as far as you want, right? If you're compelled to really build a big business, that's up to you. But at the very least, what you'd like to be able to do is replace the stuff that's all negative, that's holding you down, that is has the weight of the world on you, that makes it, has you come home with low energy and give you health problems down the road, into something that you love and are passionate about, where you can show your creativity and energy. And that's what this system, this four-part system that we just described, will do for you. And that's what 30dayproductprofit.com can help you with. Okay, second topic. How do you stay motivated? I get asked this a lot because I get a lot done in a day, and I've been blessed with being able to do that for a number of decades now. People always, no matter what I've done, even in when I worked in jobs, I've been able to stay very highly productive. And people always ask me how I've been able to do that. You know, you have to ask yourself, what level do you operate at? It's a very negative thing in your life when you know yourself that you're capable of much more, but you're operating at 40%, 50%, 60% of your capacity. You know, that wears on you. That frustrates you. That causes anxiety. You know you're capable of more, but you're just not, you know, you're not doing it. Well, here's three ways that you can stay much more motivated and you can overcome this issue and reach closer to the top of your game. Now, number one, you do need a longer term why or purpose. This one you've probably heard before, but it is important. You need an emotional, a specific, a big reason to be able to sacrifice and apply yourself day in and day out. And you need to remind yourself of that big motivation every single day. Now, that big motivation, it could be, you know, it could be health. It could be trying to reverse aging. It could be trying to help meaningful people around you. It could be building something really special, right? A team, a product, a movement. It needs to be something like that, something big. And only you can find that. Now, we can help you, but ultimately, you know what it is. Most people know what it is right now. It's just they buried it so deep. You got to do some introspection to be able to find it. But you need to find that big why. And you need to remind yourself every day. Now, the problem, though, is that big why is going to be a distance out. It might be 6 months, a year, 5 years out. How do you stay motivated every single day? Because one thing our minds is not very good at, it always defaults to the immediate pleasure, right? So, and when something's 5 years away, you can only do so much. You can only create so much pleasure by thinking about that long-term thing. So what you need to be able to do is also have a daily reward, have daily hotspots that reward you for sticking to the process. It's not enough to just have the big why. The big why is important. And you got to review it every day. And that's a big part of your plan. But you also have to build reward into the process. What is it that you can do about working the process that lets you go to bed every night satisfied and get up the next day motivated? For me, it's learning. So if you pick, you know, as our first discussion, pick an area that you love to learn about. Well, that in itself can be a huge reward. If you just learn one new and exciting thing, you know, by reading or experiencing or listening to somebody that's above you in the space and you learn something that is just mind-boggling, then that in itself is tremendously rewarding. Why? Because intuitively, you know, you're learning valuable things. You're learning things that will allow you tomorrow to learn two more things. And you know that it's keeping you ahead of the pack of the normal, you know, average person in that space so that, hey, I can sell that. I've learned something today that is of so much value, I could package it tomorrow and I could sell it, right? Or I could package it along with three or four other learnings for the week and I could sell that, right? So those are the rewards that you have to build into your daily process. And that's what keeps you motivated day in and day out. Okay, and the third thing is, how do you, okay, so you've got the long-term motivation, you've got daily motivation. Look, guys, crap is still going to happen. Setbacks, negative things, you know, stuff that comes out of left field and right field, whether it's the economy or your family or just your own mental makeup, one day you're just not going to feel it. How do you deal with those setbacks when they come? Well, a couple of tips for you. Number one, expect them because they will come. Everyone has them. And in fact, the people who are at the top of the game have more of them than anyone. But they're able to get over it quicker. And they're able to deal with them. So expect them. Know that they're going to come. Don't be surprised by them. Number two, have a plan in place for when they do happen. Have a way to go and externally motivate yourself. Have activities that you know can break the chain, you know, whether it's exercise, listening to music, playing music, doing something different that you can go and do for half an hour that will allow you to get over that funk that you're in. Or when it's external, understand that shit is going to happen. Stuff is going to happen. And that doesn't have to derail you. It might derail you for a morning. It might derail you for the whole day. But you know ultimately that you're dedicated and you're going to be motivated tomorrow to get back on track. And that today is not the same as tomorrow is not the same as the next day. So if you have a bad day, don't let it get you down and spiral into the next day and the next day. Don't use that as an excuse, right? So understand you're going to have those setbacks. Have a plan for getting out of it. And then jump right into your plan and get yourself out of that funk as quick as possible. Okay, so there's 2 points for you today. I hope you found very powerful that can both never have you work another day in your life and keep you extremely motivated on a daily basis to do the things that you love, you cherish, and that you really want to get out of life. Now, if that's not a recipe for happiness, if that's not a recipe for moving ahead in your life and growth and financial reward and mental fulfillment, I don't know what is. I hope you feel the same way. Okay, so head over to, if you like this episode, you have any questions on this or you have any comments on it, you want to hear more around this, head over to hirertrustmarketing.com. Our blog is over there. You can comment on the latest blog postings. Let us know that you listen to the podcast. The podcast episodes are up there. You can listen to our previous episodes. It's all up at hirertrustmarketing.com. We've also got a free report, 52-page report that we've given to $10,000 coaching clients on how to get started in this business, absolutely free. You can download it up at hirertrustmarketing.com. If you want to jump into an active training program where you've got support and a private mentors forum, head over to 30dayproductprofit.com. That's it for today. I hope I touched your life. I hope I helped you move ahead because that's what I'm here for. Until next time, we'll talk to you on the flip side. Have a great day.